From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For the past few weeks, Justice Department staffers have jokingly discussed starting betting pools on how much longer Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez will hold on to his job. And after the Attorney General's former chief of staff testified on Capitol Hill yesterday, the dead man walking comments grew louder. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this story about the Attorney General's professional prospects.
In Boston this morning, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez tried yet again to clarify what he did and did not know about the firing of eight U.S. attorneys.
I don't recall being involved in deliberations involving the question of whether or not a U.S. attorney should or should not be asked to resign.
Gonzalez says that's consistent with what he said in the past. David Barron is a Harvard law professor who worked in the Justice Department in the 90s. He says once the attorney general starts dissecting what the word involved means, you know things are bad.
President Clinton learned this to some extent in the Monica Lewinsky situation. People tend to be less willing to parse the exact words that you use and more interested in the general impression you created.
Barron says Gonzalez first created the general impression that he was uninvolved in the firings. Then yesterday, the Attorney General's former chief of staff portrayed Gonzalez as very involved.
And this has always been a bit of a problem in the Attorney General's account, which is on the one hand, the Attorney General should be involved in a decision of this significance, and it would be problematic if he wasn't. On the other hand, the decision itself seems to have been the source of all the controversy, and so there's an obvious sense that maybe it's beneficial to distance himself from it.
Not an easy line for anyone to draw. David Rifkin worked for the Justice Department in previous Republican administrations. He says it doesn't help the Attorney General that senators investigating this scandal have a backlog of animosity built up against the Attorney General and his boss, from Guantanamo to the Patriot Act to the warrantless surveillance program.
This is unfortunately how things work in Washington. You're not just attacked for your latest alleged transgression. This is the time to settle scores. And then, of course, there's an institutional interest. Nobody in Congress, Republican or Democrat, likes a situation where they feel they've been misled.
There's a small fraternity of people who've managed a major political scandal from inside the White House. Lanny Davis is part of that fraternity. He handled a bunch of crises during the Clinton administration. Senior White House officials have reportedly consulted Davis about how to deal with this scandal. He says if he has any advice for the Attorney General, it's this. Follow the rule of deep holes.
Stop digging, turn the lights on, and get all the facts out, good and bad, and get it over with.
He says the Justice Department has taken the opposite approach instead, trying to find consistency in statements that appear contradictory.
Certainly, continuing to dig a deep hole violates the rule of deep holes, which is you're never going to get out if you keep digging. So his only hope is to take a chance and say, oops, we made a mistake.
Not the same as the Attorney General's earlier statement, mistakes were made. As to whether Gonzalez will stay or go, administration allies say for the time being, the White House has decided to let the Attorney General clean up his own mess. According to these sources, the president, his chief of staff Josh Bolton, and his counsel Fred Fielding all decided it doesn't make sense to put someone else in the position now, when that person will just have to spend the next 3 months cleaning up what his predecessor left behind. This morning in Boston, Gonzalez seemed eager to clean up his own mess. He said he'd like the opportunity to tell Congress about the firings in greater detail. He's scheduled to testify in mid-April, although some observers say he needs to mend fences with Congress before then if he wants to save his job. Democrats may have ensured the Attorney General will stick around for the time being. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy told reporters the investigation will continue, whether Gonzalez is Attorney General or not. That gives the White House less incentive to get rid of him. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.